Family for sure.
This is Pete Booker.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good. I'm calling in regards to the financials for your home care services.
Yes.
Any updates with getting those together?
What's that?
Any update in getting those financial work, paperwork together?
I did all that.
You did all the paperwork?
Yes.
One moment. Okay, so it seems like there are some things that we're still missing. And that's why you were not approved yet.
What is that?
One moment, please. Let me see. One moment.
My doctor called you?
Well, this is an email from the county. One moment. Let's see. Did you provide your January 2025 to October
2025? What'd you say?
Did you provide your bank statements from January 2025 to October
2025? From October 2025?
January to October 2025.
No, and they wouldn't give me all my things. I wrote a letter for it.
Did you have a bank account within the past 5 years?
Yes.
So we need all the statements from the past 5 years, from all bank accounts.
Didn't I give it to you, though?
So the county never received it, and I'm wondering, I know that you have it because you said you handed it in. Do you have it on your computer or something? Then you could just email me and I'll email it straight to the county.
I sent it to y'all. Like,
I don't have it.
I got a receipt for it that where I sent you. I didn't
you
get
it to
all
the county or to me?
To the county.
And you got a receipt?
Yes.
You did all the past 5 year look back?
Yes, except for, and then what I couldn't do, I sent y'all a letter so that I didn't have money to get it.
And did you explain all your transactions over $500?
Over $500?
Yeah, any transaction over $500, you explained that or no?
No, I don't know what it is. For 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
How would I know that?
You didn't do that?
No, nobody told me to do that.
Okay, so that was needed.
How can I go back and explain all the money that I used over $500?
Like, if you bought a couch for $500, you just right next to it bought a couch. You know, just explain the transaction over $500.
With no receipt and I just explain it.
Right. You know what? I'm going to send the email to the county to follow up with them, and I'm going to see what else is needed, okay?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, so who is this?
My name is Chaya. I'm from Hope Family First, the home care agency.
So everything I spent over $500, I'm just going to have to put this couch, a car, whatever.
Okay, so I'll send the email to the county, okay?
Is that right, what I just asked you?
I don't know what you spent over $500 on. I don't know. I don't have them in front of me. If I did, I would send them to the county, but I don't have them. So I'm going to send them to the county, and we're going to follow up.
How long ago did you check with the county?
Well, I'm not sure why it seems like they don't have everything, so I'm going to send the email to them, then I'm going to get back to you.
All right, let me ask you one more thing. When I last talked to the county, they told me to send in nothing over $500, that part. They just said send in a letter showing why you don't have all your statements. And they was charging me for the statements, so I didn't have the money for it, and they told me to send a letter for it, like a hardship mm-hmm. letter. And that's mm-hmm. what I did. That was the last thing, okay. and that was last couple weeks ago.
Okay, so I'm going to send them a letter now, an email to see the update, because I don't have an update. I don't know. I'm going to email them, okay?
Okay. Because the last time I talked